Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who recently earned her Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Grand Haven, Michigan. Sister Megan's reflection is entitled, Amazement and Wonder.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab. Amminadab became the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse, Jesse the father of David the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asaph. Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, Joram the father of Uzziah. Uzziah became the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amos, Amos the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, Abiud became the father of Eliakim, Eliakim the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok, Zadok became the father of Ahim, Ahim the father of Eliud, Eliud the father of Eleazar, Eleazar became the father of Matthan, Matthan the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord. I can remember holding each one of my newborn nieces and nephews and just gazing at them in wonder and amazement. Amazement at how these little human beings came to be and all the couplings of other human beings that needed to happen generations before them in order for this one child to be born. Wonder at what might become of this child. How will she grow? What will he grow up to be? What will their voices sound like? What will their personalities be like? What gifts and talents await to be discovered? Today, the Church celebrates the Nativity of Mary. As tradition tells us, like Abraham and Sarah, Joachim and Anna waited a long time to experience the amazement and wonder that comes with the birth of a child. The Lord finally heard their prayer late in life, and they were gifted with a daughter, Miriam. And what a child she was, born with original grace. Isn't every child born with original grace? Though it traces the line of Joseph's ancestors, today's Gospel of the Genealogy echoes the thousands of couplings that needed to happen throughout history for Mary to be born. I have no doubt that as they held their daughter, the delight of their hearts and the apple of their eyes, Anna and Joachim gazed in amazement at her and wondered what God had in store for this daughter. They instilled in her a faith that knew no bounds, a belief that held without waver unto the promise given that a Savior would one day come. That promise was to be fulfilled when Mary opened herself to the power of the Holy Spirit and gave birth to a baby boy whose name was Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, the Word made flesh. Given the conception of her son, I have no doubt that Mary gazed at him in wonder and amazement also, as she held him and as she watched him grow into adulthood. In his death and resurrection, Jesus gave birth to the church, and like a parent, he holds us close to his breast, gazing at us in amazement and wonder, amazement that we are so like his mother, full of grace, wonder at the gift we give when we too open ourselves to the power of the Holy Spirit and give birth to the Word of God, for this is our calling. As the Dominican mystic Meister Eckhart said, we are all meant to be mothers of God. What good is it to me if this eternal birth of the Divine Son takes place unceasingly, but does not take place within myself? And what good is it to me if Mary is full of grace, if I am not also full of grace? What good is it to me for the Creator to give birth to his Son, if I also do not give birth to him in my time and culture? This, then, is the fullness of time, when the Son of God is begotten in us. How amazing it is that the call of the disciple is to give birth to the living God so that the world may live. Oh, the wonder of it! Let it be done to us according to God's word.